Hey, if you define news as something that doesn't happen every day, Jim Setzer has some news for us. It involves a lost romance, a war, and archaeologists. He's on the line from Belleville, Illinois. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. We should mention that this story also involves a class ring that you gave your girlfriend.
It does. A long time ago, I gave the ring to my sweetheart in high school, and got a little bit cold feet. There was a lot going on in my life. At 18 years old, I had a scholarship go to play baseball at a junior college in Missouri, and the war was going on pretty hot and heavy in 68, if everybody remembers.
This is the Vietnam War, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, and so there was a lot on my mind. We ended up breaking up, but she said she'd wait for me, and she had my ring, and I got drafted, went into the military, got a Dear John letter in Vietnam from a friend of mine, and she had married my best friend, and I lost track of the ring. I got back and started my life over, and basically lost track of the ring until I was called earlier in this month.
Called earlier this month about the ring?
Yeah, about the ring.
Who called you?
A lady called me that worked at our high school I was at. They tracked me down through the initials in the inside of the ring. It was apparently right behind the Catholic Church, which was an old log church, built in the 1700s in Cahokia, Illinois, a town I grew up in. And they found it deep in the earth through a metal detector and traced me down. It was, and I was just taken back. I just couldn't believe that the ring had been found after 40 years.
So. Wait a minute. They were doing an archaeological dig on this centuries-old site, and they found your ring from the 1960s.
They sure did. And it's just, I couldn't believe it when they called me up, and because I had lost, I just forgot all about it. And when I got back from Vietnam, I was in Vietnam for a year, and just lost track of it and didn't even think about it when I got back home and until the phone call, and just couldn't believe it. And I still, it's hard to believe, and took it to the shop that actually sold it to me. They had moved from one town to another, and they fixed it free for me. And it was a little bit tarnished and broke on the bottom, but I've got it on my hand right now. And so it's come full circle. I know my parents struggled to pay for it. It was $36, and my dad was poor. They didn't have much money, and it was unbelievable. I wish my father was alive right now, and but unfortunately he passed. But I know he's probably looking down and thinking, my goodness, he got his ring back.
Mr. Setzer, did you have a chance, or did anybody have a chance to contact your ex-girlfriend who had?
No, they didn't. When we broke up, it was pretty tough on them because her family and my family at the time were expecting us probably to get married, and it just didn't happen. And so when you're young and things happen, it was tough on everybody. So no, they didn't contact her. I don't know how the ring got there. So whether she just tossed it in a fit of anger or whatever, but it did come back to me. So,
well, Mr. Setzer, thanks very much. I'm glad it did come back to you.
Yeah.
Best wishes to you on this Memorial Day. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and God bless all the Americans that are fighting right now.
Jim Setzer, an American veteran, telling his story from Belleville, Illinois. He has recovered the class ring that he lost or gave away, and then it disappeared in the 1960s.